Good morning, good morning. I have a really raspy voice, which surprises me because I didn't have it yesterday. So I apologize in advance. These days, I guess I'm talking too much because I'm so excited. And this week, as we heard yesterday from Carolyn, if we are following the 90-day game plan, we are looking at following up with the people that we connected with last week. I want to ask you, if you are, and this is just, let's just start out with this visual, because you guys know I'm a visual learner here. You're walking along the street, and you see somebody out, and they've got a buggy with a baby inside, and they're walking the dog. So I want you to think of, would you just walk on by, or would you stop and say something? So who wants to jump out of that? So we're on the street. I'm looking at my street right now, and there's always, I live in a neighborhood with lots of kids and lots of dogs, which I love, and I'm right beside the pathway to the park. So I always see people with babies and buggies and dogs. So for you, would you stop and say something? And if yes, what would you say? Who wants to jump out with that?
I would absolutely say yes, and I would say, is your dog friendly? And I would hold my dog out in my hand to the dog.
I love it. Anybody else?
I would ask if they don't mind if I pet the dog.
So you're going to stop and you're going to engage in a conversation, right? You're going to connect with that person and take the time to say hello, because the dog is a huge attractor factor. The kid is a huge attractor factor. So let's go now to, we're in a mall, we're in a grocery store, and we see an older man or woman, and they're walking around and they're trying to get their groceries, and they're struggling a little bit because they've got their push cart, but they also have to use a cane to get around. And they're over on the fresh produce section, and they're trying to get some, like a bag of apples or a bag of grapefruits into their cart. And you notice they're struggling a little bit. Are you the kind of person who would go over and ask, you know, hey, do you need help? Do you need some help? Or can I help you with that? Or would you just let them figure it out on their own independently and kind of walk on by?
Well, Lori, I'm going to step out first again. 20 years in the grocery business has taught me this. I would walk up to the couple, and I don't even ask if I can help. I just start pulling bags out of the buggy and putting them in their car for them.
I love it, Kevin. Thank you for that. I didn't know you were that long in the grocery business. That's cool. So the point of this question is that inherently, as humans, we are going to help people. We're designed to be helpful. That is our nature. Because we connect, we are energetically connected to the entire human race. And I include animals in that, anything that has a heartbeat, I include in that. So we are connected. So it's just organically natural. We don't even think about it. You know, somebody's trying to get on a bus, you're going to help them up if they can't manage it. They need help in the grocery store. You're just inherently going to stop and hand, like help them out. So when we think about sharing isogenics, and following up with people and connecting with them, for some reason, we get all freaky-deaky, and we get all weirded out, and we go nuts. And I want to go back to what is our inherent nature, because we are designed to help people. Isogenics is helping people. End of story. That's all it is. We have an online grocery store with a culture and a community that is designed to make people's lives better than they were before. That's it. End of story. So, of course, is it then natural to think that our job, not our option, but our job is to make sure people know about it? Because we've gotten the secret. Somebody shared the secret with us. And we have to share the secret with somebody else. So it's the whole pay it forward principle. And that is a philosophy of life that I subscribe to, and it makes life really simple. The pay it forward is just all about karma. If I do something good somewhere along the way, it's going to come back and I'll receive. So the more I can give, the more good I can give out, the more help I can offer out, somewhere along the way, it's going to wind itself back to me. And I think any of you that believe that kind of philosophy are going to totally agree that that's the best way to live your life. Give more than you expect in return, And the payoff is always going to be abundance. And it's an abundance mindset that is the key. And, you know, I listen to Abraham Hicks all the time. I listen to Tony Robbins all the time. And when you listen to thought leaders that sort of teach on how do you walk through life, take the isogenics conversation out of it. How do you want to get the most out of life? Because the step you take forward, you don't get back. The minute that passes from 8 o'clock this morning to 8:05, you never get it back. The days, you never get this Tuesday back after this Tuesday's over. You never get it back. So what if we started being more intentional about how we step through our day? Because the reality, and this, I'm so guilty of this. When I was raising my kids, I look back and I've forgiven myself for it now, but I spent so much time worrying about, like, the kids were playing or they'd be doing finger painting, or like I was a big one being the teacher for arts and crafts all over the place. It'd be a massive mess all over the kitchen floor or all over the basement floor. And I would be always so concerned about tidying it up, and I'd be looking at my watches at snack time, do I have to go make dinner, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I realized that I was never as present in the moment as I could have been. And it is what it is. We do the best we can. But I'm so aware of that now. I'm so intentional about every moment is one of massive gratitude. Just because I can show up and I can feel good, even though my voice doesn't sound it, I really feel quite good. And I know that I have this purpose in my life that's just the best thing ever, because it's not material. That's the thing with isogenics. When you're following up with people, we're not giving them, like, yes, the food is material in that it comes in a box. You put it in your house. You put it in your body. But it's not a superficial material thing we're giving people. It's not, you know, please go buy jewelry and, you know, adorn your body. We're giving people this incredible gift that's an inside job on their health. It can totally transform their life. And when we get outside of ourselves and let go of us, whatever we're working on, if we have 30 pounds to lose or 50 or 75, and we're struggling, and we're not doing such a good job of it because we have some patterns that are really deeply ingrained, and they're still showing up. Please forgive yourself and still share isogenics anyway. You know, if we are trying to make a difference in our relationships and we're doing a crappy job of it because we're working through the mess, but isogenics, you know, ionics and e-shots, the adaptogens, are anchoring us in the ability to keep forging forwards while we're in this messy place, please still keep sharing isogenics. You are perfectly imperfect. You're supposed to be a mess. That's the human condition. When we can resign ourselves, not resign, when we can love on ourselves enough to accept our perfectly imperfect nature, then we are able to step outside of ourselves and serve. And servant leadership is what isogenics is all about. It's the best thing ever because we get paid to help people. We get paid to give people a door with some light in it. And, you know, I think of the door that was opened for me. And at first it was just product for my kids. You know, my sponsor, Cindy, she was a trainer. She knew I was looking for protein for my daughter who was dairy allergic, and I was trying everything on the market because I'm lactose intolerant, and I was having terrible reactions. And she knew about isogenics. She said, try this. I think it's what you're looking for. And it was. So I actually started my account just ordering bars, the Hydrate, which used to be called Want More Energy, and the shakes. That was it. For 3 years, I just shopped with some food for my kids. Now, the door that she kept shining, and this is the following up piece that we're going to talk about today, because today the focus this week is on following up. For 3 years, I was a customer. Some months, I was on auto ship. Some, I wasn't. Had I known then what I know now, I never would have made that mistake. Some months, I ordered 100 BB. Some months, I didn't. So I didn't have stored volume. I just shopped. I was a customer. She continued to follow up with me regularly. Hey, try this new product. Hey, there's a new flavor. Hey, come to a meeting at my house. Hey, come to Toronto. We're going to go learn about the product. And something inside me was seeking a change in my life. I just didn't know what to do about it. So there was a light inside me that had dimmed. It was just a small, small burning ember. And what she did was she opened the door on a bigger light that was the one that I was looking for. And by following up for 3 years, she kept inviting me, come to this event, try this product, come meet some people. She knew what it was I was looking for. I was looking for personal growth. I was looking for a purpose. I was looking for a community and culture. So we would drive, because there weren't a lot of events in Ottawa. A bunch of us would pile into a 7-seater van, get up at 3:30 in the morning, drive to Toronto, go to an event. Susan Sly would be there teaching on product knowledge. I soaked that up. That was my thing, right? I was the nutrition background that I have. I loved knowing and learning about how the human body works. It was like taking a course. But I got this incredible culture, community, and friendship that allowed me to see through the door. And then I stepped through the door because she kept following up. Now, yes, I already had an account, so I was a customer. But the same conversation you can apply to somebody that you're talking to that doesn't yet have a customer account. You never know when the timing is going to be right. I randomly, 3 years in, Cindy called me just randomly like she did, random call, random follow-up, and said, hey, what are you doing? It was in August. It was the summer. I said, I'm just driving back to the house to get some, like I was driving to get groceries. My kids were at the rink, and I had a couple of hours. So I was doing some errands while my kids were skating. And she said, well, a bunch of us are meeting at my house. Why don't you swing on by? Karen's going to be there, too. I know that you used to work with her and teach with her. And this is a girl that I knew really well, that was a fellow teacher who transferred to another school. That's why I said yes. I'm like, oh, my God, I would love to see you, but I really want to see Karen. I go to her house. You know what it is? It's an opportunity meeting. I sit there. I walk out that door with my own value pack, and I sign up my husband, and my son who's over 18. I go consulting that day. Was I planning on that? No. Was it the right time, and I got out of my own way? Yes. Did Cindy get out of her own way and just, I was on her list. She kept following up. Yes. We never know. I didn't even know the timing was right. But my entire life has changed. I don't have to go in and teach for the next 15 years. And I mean, I love teaching, but I don't love having to be at school at 7:30 every morning and staying till 6 o'clock at night and being on the clock. I love having time freedom because most of my family, except for my daughter's out west, I love that. I love being able to help people who want to be helped. Some students, yes, they want to be helped. Some students, not so much. You know, so there's a whole bunch of things where having been a teacher for so many years, I was looking for some other way to help humanity. That's my thing. So the opportunity presented itself. We never know when that person we're following up with is going to say yes and walk through the door that we've opened a crack. So our job is to open the door, open the door, open the door, open the door. That's called following up. And I hear, like, the people on my team all the time, Lori, like, I've been sending messages and they haven't replied back. Well, do I stop sending messages? No, don't stop sending messages ever. If somebody wanted you to stop sending messages, they would tell you. If they don't tell you, they know that there's a reason you're still sending the messages. And outside of Isagenics, I get this all the time, where other organizations will send me emails. And every so often, I'll get a note, do you want me to stop sending the emails? You're not replying back, blah, blah, blah. Or some other company wants my services. And the timing is just not right for me to pay attention to what it is. But I do want their services. I just don't want them today or tomorrow. I've got other things that are higher priority. So I always say, keep following up with me. Don't stop following up with me. Send me that email every month. That's your circulating email, because eventually the timing will be right, and I will appreciate the fact that you stayed following up with me. And they do. And that's taught me to continue following up with people. Like, I have people, I've been doing this for 6 years. I have people that I follow up with from 6 years ago. And the reason is because they haven't told me not to. Is the timing right for them? No, not yet. Will it be? Eventually, yes. And so when we think of following up means keeping you and our Isagenix opportunity top of mind. Now, do I and do you want to be dumping Isagenix information on the follow-up where you've got somebody on Facebook Messenger or text or email and you follow up with them, say, once a month or once a week? And are you going to just send them endless ISA tools to go? No, of course not. You're going to build the relationship. That's all you're going to do. Check in with them. Hey, how's it going? I noticed you got engaged. How are the plans going for the wedding? How exciting? Tell me more. You know, hey, I see that you decided to get into a career singing. I noticed that you're branching out on your Facebook. There's some stuff that you're going to be playing in the city. I'd love to come and see your concert. You know, hey, I see that you're moving out of town. Did you get a new job? Just build the relationship. That's what the following up is. Don't even talk about Isagenix if you've already mentioned it. So if you've built the relationship, so say I don't know Kevin, and I reach out to him, and I start connecting, and I find out he's in Phoenix, and he loves watching golf. And I'm just the same, like, oh, my God, there's common ground. I love watching the golf. And he was just at the Waste Management Open. So there's endless conversation that I can go back and forth with him. You go outside walking around. Tell me about who you saw. Tell me about that picture you got. Tell me about the golfers. Like, what was the energy? You know, there's a million different things I can do to carry on the conversation with Kevin. Why? Because he already knows that previously I sent him information about Isagenix. He knows by looking on my Facebook wall that's what I represent. So for me, building the relationship first in the follow-ups, letting him know how passionate I am about health. You know, you can weave intentional follow-up in. So if I use that conversation with Kevin, Kevin, how did you find being out on the golf course walking? Like, that's about 10 miles of walking on a hot 80-degree day. Like, it's going to be hard in the gallery just going from, you know, hole to hole to hole. Like, did you have a backpack full of water to hydrate? And then I can start intentionally finding out about his health. You know, he might say, well, actually, you know what? I only watched a little bit of the golf, then I had to go into the hut because I was feeling a bit peaked and I had to get some Gatorade, and they had some booths there where I could buy a hot dog. And I'm like, oh, wow, that must have been gross after you. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say it like that, but I would have asked about how he felt on the hot, on the heat after having Gatorade and a hot dog. And I can be intentional. I'm not going to talk about Isagenix, but I can get him thinking about the choices nutritionally, his energy, his health, by just asking intentional questions. You know, we can talk about the athletes. Like, wow, it's so cool to see these athletes. Like, they play 36 holes in no time at all. I mean, it's hole after hole after hole. You know, I find playing 18 holes with a cart carrying a bag a lot. You know, how do they do it? And you can start talking about the training. You can get into the intentionality of your conversation. The same as if you're talking to somebody who, I had a friend of mine who I met because our boys played hockey when they were young, and he works nights in a machine shop. And the reason he eventually said yes to Isagenix was because the nights were killing him, because they had a baby. So he would work the nights. He'd stay awake till 9:30, 10 in the morning because his wife would go to work, and he would have to stay up and get the kids off to school, and then he'd sleep for a few hours. And it was killing him. And I was able to ask questions intentionally, like, how do you manage sleeping so little and the manual labor job you have at night is so physical? Like, aren't you exhausted? And he was like, yeah, it's really hard on my body, and it's catching up with me as I get older. Like, in my 40s, it's taking its toll. So then I had an opening to open the door and shine the light. And so for him, he wasn't interested in a 30-day program of shakes and cleanse, but what he was interested in is managing his sleep quality, managing his energy, and having healthy snacks so that during the night, on his night shift, he was able to eat healthy. But it took a while. Just the friendship came because We were hockey parents sitting in the stands. So when you are following up with people, find your common ground. You know, we always talk about Cappy when we're connecting. But when you're following up, it's the same thing. You know, you're going to see API. You're going to find the common ground, and you're going to keep going back to that common ground when you're following up. The affirmation, which is the A in Cappy, when you're following up, I want you to still affirm the person every single time you follow up with somebody. You're going to find something genuine that you like about them, that you can affirm, compliment, and recognize. So that, like if I go back to Kevin's story, you know, I love that he's so committed to following the golfers and that he knows statistics like nobody knows statistics. I admire that. I wish I did, because my grandfather was the same. He knew all the stats for baseball, for football, for golf. Like, it was crazy how, like, that's a gift to be able to study the statistics. So that's an affirmation that I can follow up with. Now, the P is permission. Well, permission is just always talking about the intentionality of your conversation with someone. When you're following up, you want to have in your mind, how can I direct this towards energy, sleep quality, life, stress, health, family, all the things that Isagenix is a solution for. Where, without even mentioning Isagenix, how can I ask intentional questions that I can have somebody start talking about that? Because when they do, their permission comes when they start talking about what's not good. So, geez, you know, I used to be able to walk the golf course 10 miles 10 years ago, and now I'm dragging my butt. I could barely make it through. This is brutal. I got to do something. Maybe it's the extra 30 pounds I'm carrying. Well, you know, if I would you, which is your invitation, if I sent you a short video or if I sent you some information for a way for you to have that energy, maybe release some of that weight so you could walk that golf course again like you did 10 years ago, would you take a look? So you've asked permission. If I is asking permission, would you? And then your invitation for the information. They can say yes or no because you're just opening the door. You're just opening the door. It's up to them whether the timing's right to walk through it or not. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It doesn't matter. It never matters. It's not your job for it to matter. Your job is to follow through and follow up. Their job is to decide if it's the right time to open the door a little wider. So with that so far, what are some thoughts you guys are having? Is this useful in terms of how, like, following up in the conversation and the idea that you never stop following up with people?
Good information. Thank you.
Your whole presentation is outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
Let me ask. Okay, let's ask this question, and thank you. Do any of you have interesting ways to follow up, some good stories of following up that you want to share? Because I'm always looking for new ways to follow up with people.
Hi, Lori. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have a little flyer that I made many years ago that's a phony $100 bill. It has my phone number on it and my email address, and it says on it, overweight states of America, hundreds of pounds lost. And a lot of it looks like a $100 bill at first glance. And if someone wants to get a hold of me, I give them that and say, here's my phone number and my email address on here. That has opened up so many doors for me over the years. I remember walking through the desert in Qatar with the daughter of King Hussein. And she says, I said, Princess, do you ride anymore? She said, oh, I want to, but I need to lose some weight. I handed her my flyer and I said, well, get a hold of me. That opened up a door to a tremendous relationship with the King of Jordan and his family and so forth. And I've done, that was over 9 years ago. Just one little flyer.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, I don't know. In the Desert in Qatar, I think, is the record. That's the coolest poem ever.
All I said was, get a hold of me and hand her that flyer. And it's so interesting, you can't help but look at it and read it. It's got all kinds of funny little things on it that's humorous. Hundreds of pounds lost. The backside says, work from home.
It's awesome. It. That brings up a really good point. I've heard so many people have had such fantastic success using those little postcards. And they don't cost much. You can go to the print shop, your local print shop, and get it done. So excellent idea. You've reminded me to do that as well. The other thing I want to mention, when you get your business cards done, put a picture, like mine has a headshot of me on the front, and it has a body shot of me on the back. Now I'm a Team Isogenics athlete, so I want a body shot. But if you have a before and after, put your before and after on the back. Visual is memorable, and people will remember your face. So I know Isogenics has business cards, but you don't have the option to put a headshot, which is why I've never had the
Another thing about that flyer, I carry them in my vest pocket of my polo shirt, and it shows the top of the bill. And it looks like people say, what is that? You know, and what a conversation piece. It's just incredible.
And that's the key. You just nailed it. The easiest way to do a follow-up is to create curiosity that people approach you, as opposed to you going to approach them, which is what I talked about a lot. What you're just hearing is actually the best thing ever, because of course people are going to go approach you and they're going to ask, hey, what is that? And when you create that curiosity, some of the Isobody shirts, like the latest one, is my favorite one because, you know, it's such, you can walk around with that and people are going to ask, like, hey, starting a year ago yesterday, like, if you want to create curiosity and have people approach you, that's terrific. And, of course, we all know that carrying your ISO gear, like your water bottle, around with you all the time. Like, I go into a shopping mall, in my purse is my Isogenics water bottle. So when I go to get my wallet out at the cash register, I have to take the water bottle and I put it on the counter. And they're like, oh, because they see it's called subliminal advertising. You always, always want to make sure that you have subliminal advertising. You know, we now have Isogenics sports bags. So you go into the gym locker room and you put the bag down and you leave it on the benches for quite a while. And you've got advertising there so people can ask about what is that. And that creating curiosity is a great way to follow up. It's a great lead generation to connect initially, but it's also a great way to follow up. You go meet a friend for coffee, and you put your Isogenics water bottle down at a coffee shop, which I do. And yeah. Even though I'm talking to, I'll use an example. As a dance teacher, one of the teachers I mentored with when I was a student teacher, we stayed in touch because as I became a dance teacher, we used to collaborate. We built a lot of curriculum together. And the dance teaching community in the city is a small, tight group of, talented dance teachers because we do all our own choreography. She retired a number of years ago. I still stay in touch with her. I meet her for coffee. She's still teaching the seniors now. And she's involved in another company. But I put my Isogenics bottle down on the coffee shop table with my coffee. I don't talk to her about Isogenics. I talk to her about what she's doing with the dance, her life, her dog, her grandchildren. But she knows
Perfect.
It's the subliminal.
Jim Rohn said years ago, use, wear, talk. Use your products. And carrying that package with Isogenics on it, and when someone asks, you talk. I mean, what a perfect way to be introduced to a stranger.
Beautiful. The other way to follow up, some people like to give products away. I've never had to because my personal belief is our Isogenics grocery store has everything 100% money back guaranteed. However, that being said, with athletes, I have gotten, actually not even just athletes, there are more people that I've enrolled giving them an e-shot. The e-shot is the number one highest retention sticky product I can think of. Now, that might just be the demographic I'm talking to, but I have people that have very compromised health. I don't give them an isodelite or a bar. I give them an E-shot because the adaptogens and the calming effect in their body, the feel good that it gives them, is out of this world. They're like, oh my God. And I'll start them out with that. Now, I won't do that. E-shots are like, I don't know, $4 each. So do I give them out like left, right, and center? No, I don't. This is like follow-up where I know I'm close to opening that door for them and they're close to saying yes. I feel my way through it. However, I do use isodelites. I always have half a dozen isodelites in my purse, in my gym bag, you know, everywhere I go, because those are handy little treats to give people, and they're an easy sample, and you can write it off. Just be sure that what I do is I order 6 boxes, because when you do that, you get your 10% off your whole order, which means that basically the shipping cost of the product is paid for. And when it's on a separate wholesale order, it's promotional. So I use those 6 boxes, and I just, you know, over the course of time, I gradually work my way through giving those out as promotional. And that's something you can do as well. But from a tax point of view, I always say order those promotional materials as a wholesale order separately, because this is experience. It's annoying when you have to go back through your orders and say, well, I used that box for giving away as samples, and I did this for samples, and it's in your regular auto ship order. So I've learned to make my life simple by ordering separately. But again, I never give shakes away to anybody as a sample. Bars, maybe once in a blue moon, I'll give bars away, but usually just the isodelites. No matter how toxic somebody is, no matter how acidic somebody is, the isodelites taste pretty good. So that's, you know, something to be thinking of in your following up, that if you are a person who likes to give somebody something, you're a belly-to-belly follow-up kind of person, you can do that. Now, another great follow-up, just as we're at the bottom of the hour. Let's just, final thoughts as we finish up here. In terms of this week, your goal is following up. If you go with a 90-day game plan, you guys, week 3, follow up with at least 10 people that were on your original list that you've connected with. So 10 minimum. So today's only Tuesday, so that's just a couple of people a day that you want to follow up with. Are there any last thoughts of either questions or great ideas of what you're going to do to follow up? All right, let's go out today and for the rest of the week, and just keep as a banner in front of your eyes, servant leadership. I open the door on the light. That's your job. You just open the door in following up, and you serve because you're offering the opportunity. Please don't care if someone says yes or no. That's none of your business. It's theirs. Their job is to say yes or no. And I know later in the week we're going to be talking about how to ask for the close on following up, because that's a really important piece of, Jeffrey Combs taught me that, ask early and often from the very first conversation. Is this enough information to get started today? So please don't forget in your follow-up to ask. People will not, 9 times out of 10, they will not see you, okay, I'm ready to get going. You will always have to say hello first, and you will always have to ask, are you ready to get started today? Is this enough information to get started today? Can we get your order put through today? Okay, so know that that's your job. Your job to say hello first. Your job to ask for the close first. All right, everybody, have a fantastic day. Enjoy this gorgeous Tuesday.